Albert Einstein was somewhat dismayed to find that his general theory of relativity predicted that matter could condense so tightly that it could become infinitely dense, what we now accept as a part of the universe here and there, black holes. Well, so many black holes have now been found by various ways, from their pull on stars and galaxies, or from the intense radiation as matter falls into the blackness on the other side of a magic distance. Astronomers now have sightings of more black holes of a range of sizes than they expected. Beginning 5 years ago, the mergers of two black holes into one, or a black hole in a neutron star, have been detected at least 47 times by three incredibly sensitive sensors, the Laser Interferometry Gravitational Wave Observatories. They record the extremely small but telltale distortions of space, far smaller than a single proton, that pass by us at the speed of light. The puzzle is for cosmologists who try to figure out how the cosmos formed and how it maintains itself. In brief, extensive physical theory predicted that there should not be black holes with masses between 45 and 135 times the mass of the Sun, nor less than 5 times the mass of the Sun. However, these were detected in their demise, as it were. Science has to work with what is, not with what we want it to be. It has risen to the challenge time and again. It's going to involve some really heavy math again this time. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.